As we celebrate this day of the week dedicated to the Most Holy Mother of God, the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary, we also celebrate other feasts, more than we have time to think about or to pray about. But we call upon all these saints that are celebrated today and all the martyrologies of the Church, because there are more than one. The principal one for today, which we have had the collect of, is the great Jesuit saint and teacher and doctor of the Church, St. Peter Canisius. St. Peter was born in the Netherlands, in Nijmegen, and entered the Jesuits as a very young man. He became a professor, a teacher, a writer, and St. Ignatius of Loyola, that was this early on, it was in the 1500s, he only died in 1577, so most of his life, St. Ignatius of Loyola was alive and esteemed him very highly. He named him the provincial of the Jesuit province of Germany, which of course included the Netherlands at that time. He was called the Hammer of the Heretics, and of course we need many of those today. Not outside the Church as much as inside the Church, because many are being taught the wrong faith, the wrong doctrine. Indeed, someone was trying to tell me yesterday that he didn't think his baptism was valid because he was not baptized in the name of Jesus. I said, what are you talking about? In fact, the Church has decreed that if somebody is baptized only in the name of Jesus, that baptism is invalid and useless. You must be baptized in the name of the three persons of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And of course, you say, well, Jesus is that. I said, Jesus is not the Father. Jesus is not the Holy Spirit. There are three persons in one God. Never heard of it. It was supposedly baptized in one of the parishes here in town. But that is the way it is. We need many other Peter Canisius in this time, in this world. And so, anyway, he fought the heretics. He wrote many books. He wrote three catechisms. They're still very good and very pertinent to our situation of today. And then he died, not quite of old age. He wasn't that old, in the year 1577. Another saint who is celebrated today, who is very popular, especially in Europe, is Saint Zita. Virgin. She was not a martyr, but she was a white martyr of the suffering of life. She was from a very poor family, but she had a wonderful disposition, a great love of Jesus and of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, and also of the Blessed Mother. She became acquainted with one of the wealthy families of her city, of Lucca. Lucca seems to have an affinity towards Holy Virgins. St. Gemma Galgani, whose relic is on the altar too here, is one of those. She was from Lucca, but she was more recent. St. Zita, I believe, was in the 1500s, maybe even before. And anyway, meeting them in the market, she would bring her parents' produce to sell, and people bought it because she was so sweet and so gentle and kind. And as a result, she met this wealthy family who also bought the vegetables and so forth. And then when she was 18, she went to work for them as their maid, as their housekeeper and cook. And she spent the rest of her life doing this. Now, some people think that if they're not a doctor or a rich person of some kind, that they're not worth anything. That is not so. St. Zita was a maid, and she became a saint as a maid. On the other hand, just as the Gospel and the reading of today attest, we must put our faith into practice. Our faith is not just lip service. There are too many people that continuously give God lip service. And so, what did St. Zita do? Of course, her kindness, her charity towards all, even when they were not kind to her. But in addition, she got up an hour early before her work to go to Mass every day. And, of course, that was a sacrifice. Sleep is very important. That's one of the things that the saints have taught us, that to give up of your sleep is one of the best sacrifices that you can make for Him and for the salvation of souls. And then, among other things, she did not eat all of what she was given to eat, but she gave it to the poor who came to her door. And even on some occasions, when there was a poor woman, and of course a woman, not a man, who needed a bed, she would let her sleep in her bed, and she would sleep on the floor at her feet. And of course, this was tremendously sacrificial. The floors were not soft. And so, Saint Zita. And of course, she is dear to me because she is the patron saint of the Empress, who is now Venerable Zita von Habsburg, who was married to one of those people to whom my family is related, Blessed Charles von Habsburg. So they were the last crowned heads of the Holy Roman Empire when the Masons, including our President Wilson, demanded that he be removed from the throne of Austria-Hungary. In addition to that, there are many other saints who are important to us. We need to always remember the saints and read their lives and read the calendars and martyrologies of the Church so that we know who our older brothers and sisters in heaven are. And then, of course, we must never cease to pray for the holy souls in purgatory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.